and I was living in a basement apartment. I had no money. I had no heat, no air. I had a mattress on the floor, and the apartment was infested with fleas. And I was soul-searching. I was like, why is she suddenly gone, and there are fleas here? I don't understand. There must be a purpose, and wouldn't it be so convenient if we could just pick up the phone and call God and ask these questions? And I started writing, and what poured out of me was an imaginary conversation with God, which was one-sided. And I finished writing it, and I looked at it, and I said to myself, and I hadn't even been doing stand-up ever. There was no club in town. I said, I'm going to do this on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. At the time, he was the king. And I'm going to be the first woman in the history of the show to be called over to sit down. And several years later, I was the first woman in the history of the show, and only woman in the history of the show, to sit down because of that phone conversation with God that I wrote. And I started this path of stand-up, and it was successful, and it was great, but it was hard because I was trying to please everybody, and I had this secret that I was keeping, that I was gay, and I thought if people found out, they wouldn't like me, they wouldn't laugh at me. Then my career turned into, I got my own sitcom, and that was very successful, another level of success, and I thought, what if they find out I'm gay, then they'll never watch. And this was a long time ago. This was when we just had white presidents. But anyway, this was back many years ago. And I finally decided that I was living with so much shame and so much fear that I just couldn't live that way anymore. And I decided to come out and make it creative and